Cheers, big ears.
Cheers.
Hello.
We are in. So yeah. Why does the numbers now, it's not everything, but when you have like these generational talents, it's like they're all right under the Gretzky's number. Bedard's 98. McDavid is 97. Let's just keep doing that. Now, like, everybody has to just go backwards from 99 year in, year out from here.
I wonder, I mean, they probably don't, but nice knowing shoot. That there are less numbers available on most teams, there have been a lot of high numbers in the last. Oh, it's Greg. Fuck the Caps. They're not even in this shit.
No, they are. They got a better chance than the Wings.
All right. I meant the playoffs, but yeah.
Anyway, so we're looking at John Buchagrass's suit. This is the new thing. You got a suit sort of ill-fitting around the midsection and sneakers. Although it is different from he's been rocking Dominic Moore's look, which is the sport coat around the turtleneck.
Oh,
and that one's been looking, I don't know, like Spock chic, can we say? Something like that.
That's a new thing, though. I've seen a lot of guys, they wear sneakers with suits. And whatever.
Yep.
It's definitely more comfortable.
Are we all together, do you think? Like, what's the likelihood that there's a delay in what we're watching? Because I'm watching.
That's a good question.
I'm watching on ESPN.
So Bedard is on a breakaway.
Yeah. Now he's
just scored. Now he's showing. Yeah. Okay. Weeks. Yep.
Weeks and Buchagrass split screen.
Yep. No, I think we're good. Ooh, how about you, Evan? Are you off?
I am. Bedard just was on a fast break.
Oh no! You're like 10 seconds behind, dude.
I am a good. I just said a fast break.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You said like, you don't give a shit anyway.
That's
you
the name of a sandwich. That's a sandwich. Mm-hmm. Fast break.
So, ooh. What does it say?
Yeah.
I guess it's like all's fair in love and war, right? But everything is pretty uniform. No pun intended. In the OHL, in the CHL, even kind of everyone. Rocks CCM has a huge contract with those guys.
Oh, right? Yeah.
So, like, remember when Connor Bedard got an agent, Twig, a Bauer agent stick? And not only did he get that, but everyone else around him doesn't get one of those, you know? But he got, like, a custom colored one. So it was like, the first black and red, which usually it's, like, black and gold.
Yeah.
And I guess that just tells you, if you're a player competing with or against, oh, look at that. He's got a pizza box or large cigar box full the of ping pong balls.
Pizza box. Draft pizza.
Where's Stevie Weiss sitting in? Is it Stevie? Is it Chris Draper?
I think it was Draper. I saw a glimpse of him.
All right. So anyway, before we were going to talk about a couple things. One is, Eric and I said we're kind of nervous about this.
Yeah, right.
It is the draft lottery. It's not just watching as like due for a sharpening in general lovers of hockey in the NHL. And like this isn't some Happy Gilmore thing where his bedroom's just laden with like posters and banners of, oh, Evan's gone.
Yeah.
Of like every team, as if you would like to, yeah, I'm a huge fan of all the teams. I just love hockey.
Yeah.
No, this is about Detroit right now. Yeah. Okay. But the reason we're nervous, I think I speak for both of us, is this potentially is just another day at the office, run of the mill stuff. The Wings either sit, well, hopefully they sit where they're supposed to, where they have the odds to sit, which is what, ninth?
Yeah, at the ninth highest. Pick. Hopefully we stay exactly where we're at.
But you can fall back.
Okay, we're not arguing with that point because, yeah, we always get fucked.
If we can somehow make that happen, then let's do a handshake deal right now, Greg. And in that, he'll either Greg go to said, Caps or Detroit.
Yeah, Greg said Wings will get screwed per usual. Hope he goes there or Washington. Yeah,
I'll take that.
Probably will.
I'll take that. I would rather see him in Washington, honestly, than almost
anywhere
every other
else.
Place. You know, yep. I've never really had a problem with the Caps. I really
I used to be
Ovechkin.
A Caps fan when I was a kid. I had, you know, my favorite shinny stick was a Capitals with their old logo on it.
Yeah, there you go.
And I remember I went to go take a shot on you one time, and it snapped in half. And I almost cried, dude, because it was like I had the most perfect giant banana curve that I made myself over years of bending it into that shape, and it finally stayed. So I could just pick corners with it on a, you know, 2x1 net. But
it's funny how unfair it was for you in retrospect, considering at that age I was always twice the size as you. And the nets we used were the same size.
I still scored plenty.
There you go. Well, it's because you know,
it was the weed,
all that Gator Trace that you were drinking. Yeah. So
Dan
we
was on the
somebody has it has made its way into this gender reveal party that we're having. That our number one sponsor. Besides Fubo TV and Greg.
yeah.
Greg, our sponsor.
Greg's our sponsor. Oh, yeah. And Gatorface.
Gatorface was there for us, as always.
Don't tell me that.
What? What is
my connection
problem?
On my TV is fucked up.
Whatever.
That's
They're
not
just showing
cool.
stars of the past that have been drafted first overall. All right. So anyway, with the Red Wing thing, the ramifications of this slight, ever so slight, like a 5% chance that, you know, they jump up to the top three. This is like you're going down a road. It's not terrible road. You're doing all right. You know, you got enough horsepower and all that shit behind you. And if you can land one of these two or three kids at the very top, potentially anyway, I mean, there's always going to be sleepers and you never know. There could be big busts and whoever the fuck is picked. That was awesome. whoever is picked like 16th could be the person that shows up in the future, as we all remember this shit. But it's like suddenly there's a road, a part of like a fork, just another tendril of that road just appears and it named Connor Bedard Street. And that just, it's like, oh, I see the Stanley Cup that's right there. It was this big, you know, I had to traverse this vast landscape of how do we do when they're going to talk to Bedard here too. I'm
God, he looks like he's 12 years old.
He is 12. A bad one.
I was going to say that.
Honestly.
He looks, wow.
What?
We got clean shaven for this interview here, obviously.
Yeah.
So.
He shaves?
Maybe. Somewhere.
It's like the bottom of his feet. You know.
Got shaved for all them ladies.
Yeah, that lady. You got shaved for Greg. So. But. Yeah, so here's the thing. The Wings are on their way out of these lottery situations, which is what you want, which is nice. But it's akin to spending time in a place you don't want to be, but you can collect all these good assets that are going to, you know, make you a team, a watchable and enjoyable and viable hockey team, hockey program. And then you're going to start winning your way out of the ability to get these higher draft picks. But there's no guarantee that collection you made is going to get you to the promised land. And that's what's so scary about it, because
look at Buffalo.
Okay. Yeah. Look at Buffalo, like rebuild ago,
a couple of years ago,
attempted rebuild ago, same as Ottawa. Mm-hmm. Ottawa is a really good example because Ottawa got Erik Karlsson and with the rest of their team. You know, they were cruising, and a handful of years ago, they were one goal away from the cup final. They were in the Eastern Conference final against the Penguins. They went to game seven and it went to OT, right? Like, they score instead of getting scored on. That's your dance. That's your trip to the cup final. And with them, that was like within 12, 13 years, they would have been there twice. And yeah, this is their chance to redeem themselves. Cause the time before that they were there, they lost to whoever the hell they lost to, the Ducks in 2007, I believe.
Yeah.
Right. So you need that second crack at it. And they got this far, and it didn't work. And it was like, okay, the writing's on the wall. We got to start tearing this down. Then they trade their guys. So it's like, this go around, let's just say go move forward. Even if you get someone like Connor Bedard and you go forward a good 8 years, and it's obvious that you're still not going to get over that hump, you're not going to win a cup. And then you trade Connor Bedard and whomever else can get you all this shit, and then you try it again. So it's just, there's no guarantee that a rebuild is going to work. It could get you a lot of entertaining hockey for a lot of years, but it doesn't mean you're going to win that trophy.
Right. But having Connor Bedard, especially for a team that is ready to rebuild and not necessarily in the process of, like, okay, so take the Wings right now. We're on the playoff cusp. We need another good season, add a couple new guys, and hopefully we can get over the hump. Okay, so they're doing the 16th right now. But my point is, for a team that's on the rebuild right now, to have a kid like Connor Bedard, if you can build around him correctly, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to go win a cup in 5 years.
Well, let's hope that's the case, unless it's a team we really don't want to win, and that's who he ends up with. So right, number 16 just went to Calgary, and that's where they were slated to go. So they stayed there. David Poile sits here for Nashville. Nashville was slated to go 15th, and then they drew the 15th. So this is when number 14.
Like, we're going faster than usual.
They're going really fast.
Way faster.
All right, so Penguins end up
like
with the
5 seconds
pick
in between.
And the Penguins and were next supposed to go.
I don't like this at all.
No, I don't like it either, just because
so far,
it is
everything
what it is.
Looks it's like the order. That
yep. I thought this was supposed to be a fucking lottery.
Oh, god damn it.
Where's the balls?
Yeah,
I
right?
See the balls.
Where are the balls? How do we know this is legit?
I can't even talk about your balls around you, dude. So Buffalo goes 13th. So far, we've not gotten anything out of what they're numerically slated to go at. So now we're getting into territory of you can fall back to the spot.
You're going to see the Wings at 11, oh, I swear to God. God.
So there's
Arizona at 12. It's Ottawa's pick, though.
Right, okay. No, that's Arizona's pick,
but
via Ottawa.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh, don't do it. Don't you do
oh,
it. 11.
Thank Christ. Okay.
11.
Vancouver. He didn't look very – oh, never mind.
Oh, god damn it. Oh, you're ahead of me now.
What?
Yeah.
By like a second?
All right. Now everyone just be quiet until we all agree that we saw
it. Just shut up. Just shut up.
Their faces. When they're picking these, they're just
there is St. Louis Blues in 10th.
Eric, shut the fuck up. We just said we were going to – everyone agree that we saw it before we speak.
You said that.
Yeah, I said it.
I agreed to nothing. God damn it.
Oh, man. There it is. Yeah. So we made it. Look at Steve. He's going to look up.
Yep. Another year.
No help.
This isn't Washington, Greg. I'm going to fuck you up. What, dude, how is this a lottery?
It's numbers, dude. There's this basically supposed to this is how it's supposed to work.
But like
that means fucking Anaheim is gonna
No, it means any one of those is going to get these guys, and I don't like
obviously
any of that.
Not because this is the exact order that
they're cruising through this. Damn,
yeah.
How are they not?
You know why? Because there's a game on at 7:30. Because
there's a game on. Okay.
So that was just poor timing on their part.
Or ours. We were supposed to get an episode.
Dude, he's going to go to the Ducks. What a waste.
The reactions are the best. They cut bullshit to the guy, and he's just like, yeah, they're like, just yep, emotionless. There it is.
You see Iserman's? Yep. He didn't even raise his fucking head.
Nope.
Draper's going to let him know later what pick we got.
Ah.
Okay. So who's the last in this? Like, I'm pretty far. I knew
Anaheim. Wait, who's
the last? No, but I mean, like, in the delay.
I think who's I'm
the
last first.
Montreal. I'm pretty picked. Far up too.
Montreal was just picked.
So Dan, you should call him off as you see him because we've seen him already.
Yeah.
Oh, you couldn't possibly trade up in this draft.
No,
Greg, I don't think. But I do like your moxie there because I do wonder, considering we have these picks, these protected picks that are either this year or next year or next year or the following year. Like, are we really gonna?
I don't think anybody would bite.
No, that's never gonna happen. But
I'm sure he's talked about it with people.
You can't trade up. You can't trade up to get someone that people realize is going to be picked in that spot.
Right.
Right. Unless they really don't want him and they're like, yeah, I know I can pick him second overall, but we actually wanted this dude who's going to go about 12th. So yeah, we'll go ahead and make that trade.
Right. Yeah. If it's
that's not going to happen.
If it's a not as deep a draft and there's a question of who's going to go first, then sure. But
yeah,
you know, we're talking about a generational talent here, and he's going to get, he's going to die in Anaheim.
Hey, he's going to feel excited, you know, Canadian kid going to California.
I mean, yeah, dude, that's a great place to live for an 18-year-old.
But, you know, you get to go be buddies with your future linemate, Trevor Zegras.
All these people
can show
running.
You the way of all that. I think as Anaheim goes, when you get like that perfect face, like you couldn't have gotten better than Trevor Zegras going to a California team.
Oh, for sure. He's meant to be there.
Yeah. So, you know, they're going to keep milking that. But now that you have, I don't even know. I don't know how to describe this where it's like, you get, okay, how the fuck did the Ducks have such a fucking terrible season? That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. I know. That's
Montreal
what I said.
Too.
That's what I said the other day. How do you lose the last 13 games of the season? Unless you've given up completely.
Because the way that the lottery is set up, it's supposed to discourage tanking, correct? I mean, like, that's
right.
Yeah.
You still have the possibility, even if you weren't at the end, you can still get in. They still do have a little bit of parity by allowing the lowest, you know, the bad records to be able to have a higher chance of that getting that top pick. But yet, it seems like they tanked anyway.
Yeah, you know, and apparently they're getting rewarded for it because no one's changing places in this draft.
So when McDavid was drafted, Buffalo, in all intents and purposes, tanked on purpose, right?
Yeah.
And they drew second, and they got Jack Eichel, and we'll see where that went. Now you can be like, well, what did you get for Eichel? Because Buffalo is looking pretty good. They got Alex Tuch. It worked out. Now, does it work out as well as just drafting a guy and he fucking wins and everything's cool? No. But Edmonton didn't tank that year, and they stole that pick. Not really, but they, you know, luck snatched it from Buffalo, and they got McDavid. And Edmonton, it was just another day at the office. They didn't tank on purpose. They're just that bad. And they
right.
they luck out. I mean, how the fuck does a team like Edmonton get so many first overall picks? And there's two of them on the team still?
Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Draisaitl was like third or fourth overall. I mean, bam. So what other teams are going to want is to know that, oh, you better not go to Chicago.
That's where I'm at right now.
Shit.
Oh, God.
Chicago just moved up. Fuck.
Yeah.
No. Dude, if you...
We have to talk. We can't just sit and
watch. Well, yeah, but what are we supposed to say?
Well, we were in the middle of something here.
All right, Gary Bettman.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah, look, they should make Verbeek and Davidson beat the shit out of each other. That's how you get.
You
okay,
two
you're the
fight
last
to the death.
Oh, yeah, you two fight to the death.
Oh, God.
This is so fucking weak, dude.
Stop.
No.
Come no. on.
Don't do it.
No.
Get the fuck out of here.
This is.
Oh.
No.
Oh, and he held the duck sign upside down, though.
He did. He did.
Oh.
You're going to send him. He's going to get raped in the shower.
I know we said we can't not talk. But we are not talking.
This
first round picks in previous three drafts. Okay, whatever. Oh. That doesn't mean shit because, you know, they did. You can't say that the Hawks didn't try to tank because.
Yeah, they sold everybody.
They sold everyone. They sold everybody at the last fucking draft, too. They sold Kirby. I mean, they were selling recent steals
right
in the draft. Right when they moved up from like 12th to 3rd and they picked Kirby Dach, and then they fucking flip him, and now Connor Bedard. Okay, this is why this is good for the Hawks and Connor Bedard, because Chicago, if you do what people do and you ignore everything, Chicago can still be considered like a viable spot for like America's team. You know how they're like the Cowboys are like America's team or what the hell ever, which who the hell did you ask that question? And you're just allowed to say that. But like, you know,
God,
what
this GM has a smug face.
This is the worst. This is the worst fucking look for the NHL.
Yeah.
And for Gary Bettman. So Let's be frank here, okay? Kyle Beach is sexually assaulted, sexually harassed.
Swept under the rug.
He reports it. Everyone he tells decides, we are on too much of a roll towards this Stanley Cup for this to mean something to where we'll take action. So we're going to sweep it under the rug. So fuck Kyle Beach, right? Which, again, if you go back and look at it, how would you think that it wasn't a decent idea to be like, oh shit, let's help our player. Let's make this public. Let's bring out this villain, this like rogue fucking trainer, and be like, well, we didn't know we had this guy, you know, under our nose the whole time, but we acted the moment that we had something, you know, put on our desks, and we're standing together for Kyle Beach, and we're going towards this Stanley Cup as a team, and now we have even more ammunition to like pull this one out as a community, a hockey community in Chicago,
right?
As the Blackhawks, because we stood up for good and we stood up for what was right, and we're gonna win a cup.
But instead,
no, they sullied the whole thing, and then all the shit comes out, and the NHL decides to fine the Blackhawks $2 million.
$2 million
is what you pay like Manny Malhotra to come out of retirement at age 38 to play about 45 games, half not as a healthy scratch, to like be your fourth line center sometimes. $2 million. $2 million ain't jack fucking
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's a drop in the bucket okay. for an entire organization, especially one who's, you know.
So that was their opportunity unreal. For the NHL to like, okay, shame on you, Chicago. All right. But instead of that, no, they don't do any of that shit. They just did the whole, oh, we got transferred type thing. You know, you sweep
right.
it under
yeah,
the rug.
Yeah, let's get rid of some of our administrators.
Kyle Beach's fucking face even more. You fine them a laughable $2 million, which, by the way, is not a deterrent. If all that comes out of this is that you pay $2 million, that's like a fucking inconvenience tax. That means right. that any of these teams would continue to do the same type of shit using the same type of behavior and the same type of lacking moral code. And all you got to do is pay fucking $2 million. So yeah. where does that get you? You can pull off something like that. You can sweep like something like that under the rug. And then you can fucking sell the farm and nope, just to the rescue, go ahead and tank in a system that is supposed to prevent tanking. And now they get possibly the next fucking Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, that's a good look.
I would absolutely have no issue if he went to the Ducks or anyone else that deserved him because they fucking
yeah,
had a
I would have preferred season. Anybody other than the Hawks now that I know that this is happening. I didn't even think that was an option.
Just pure garbage, dude. Seriously.
Yeah, Fire Gary storm. Bettman, when you listen to this podcast,
yeah, shame on you.
When you do every week, fuck right? you.
Fuck you. We're gonna start charging you to listen.
Yeah. Gary. This is going to be a subscription, and it's going to yeah. cost $2 million per episode
yeah,
as an inconvenience to us.
Yeah, and I know that's so, you know, that's really something that you're going to have to put your foot down on, that $2 million. That really fucking hurt.
God, what a slap in the face to the
rest
of the NHL.
No more Gator Chase for you.
Yeah, right. You cut off.
You cut off. God damn, dude. Well, there you have it.
Yeah, that's the wrap. We
Hey, can we just instead of rapping there?
No, we're not, but
how many years until Boston wins the draft lottery from this moment on, because let's break this shit down when it comes to fucking original six teams, okay, getting lucky in the draft because they tanked, or unless maybe they don't tank and they're a playoff team and like the Rangers get fucking Kaapo Kakko and Alexi Lafreniere, what, back-to-back years?
It was either back-to-back or...
1 year in between?
Yeah.
I think it was back-to-back. So, yeah, let's do that. That somehow got them there. I would say the equivalent to that would be, like, where the Wings are right now. Like, go ahead and, you know, we're almost a playoff-pushing team. So, go ahead and give us the second or first pick 2 years in a row. Okay, because then you have another fucking original six doing it. Getting it. Montreal last year. You're Slavkovsky, right? 2 years ago, rather. Because then they got that Natchez kid last year, what, like second overall?
I think so.
Toronto, they have their guy, Austin yeah. Matthews.
That's so.
First overall because they fucking tanked.
Besides
on purpose
Boston.
And got their prize.
Besides Boston, who's been good for the last 15 years, Detroit is the only original six team that hasn't gotten a first overall pick in how long has it been? Have we ever gotten one? Has it been 50
yeah,
years?
The last one we got was Joe Murphy.
Oh, Joe Murphy, the guy who has a mental illness and lives yes. on the streets.
In Canada, yeah. Joe Murphy was picked first overall, and before that it was Dale McCourt. But since...
that Moose?
Since Eisenman was picked.
If that's Moose, fuck Chicago.
Could be Moose, could be Carbonell.
Either way.
fuck Alex. No, thanks for joining. But
yeah, I was just like, just try and people that are watching.
Justify that for me, people. Justify, other than this. Okay, so these guys getting Connor Bedard doesn't really have anything to do with. No, fuck that. I take that back, because this is what we talked about when it happened. You know how you actually punish the Blackhawks for what they did to Kyle Beach? Take away their draft picks.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does. Moose does kiss little boys. Thanks, Greg.
Yeah. But that's how you do that. You take away their draft picks. You don't fucking fine them $2 million. Let's see you try to survive without picking like five straight years. I mean, Jesus fuck, dude. Remember what they did to Arizona for like, technically, what were they doing? They were like taping the combine.
Oh yeah,
they did some Tom Brady Belichick shit where they like taped the fucking prospect combine, and that was illegal. So they had to forfeit like two straight years of their first round picks or something. The Blackhawks continue to hire a guy who I believe turned out to be a proven pedophile because he came up here, no, in the UP.
Oh, to hide?
And no, to work. And did something to one of the kids on the high school teams that he was on.
Jesus Christ.
And now he's in trouble, like litigationly in trouble. But
you have a nationally televised organization who finds out about it, and they don't litigate him
right
through the law. They just find the team that he worked for. Shame on you for hiring this guy, but you know, this guy can do whatever he wants now.
So the NHL did more to punish Arizona for breaching some sort of contract that or some rules that involved the prospect combine. And they also did more to New Jersey as punishment to try and circumvent the cap when they tried to give that behemoth contract to Ilya Kovalchuk.
Oh, yeah.
Both of those moves got those teams in more hot water than the hot water the NHL and Gary Bettman put the Hawks in for harboring a pederast. And now that fucking team, what is their punishment for not having their Hall of Fame players in Kane and probably Taves? What is their punishment for that era being over? You don't even have to fucking suffer the hangover of it, dude.
Right.
We just delivered Connor Bedard to you on a silver fucking platter.
Yeah, they just lost both those guys within the last month. And here you go. No time off. No time to suck. Or have nothing to look forward to like a lot of other teams in the past.
Yeah, so back to the Wings not having the year the Wings had their historically bad season. What was it, 2020?
Yeah.
The Wings ended up with the absolute best odds to get the first overall pick, and they fell to fourth. At which point the NHL was like, oh, we're going to change the lottery system a little bit. Yeah, too little, too fucking late. And ever since then, nobody has really gotten, you know, like a giant leap to where the lottery actually got exciting. So there were a couple of ideas that people had when it came to sprucing up the lottery. It doesn't necessarily change the odds. You could still be just as screwed over. But at least it would do something other than hating a cigar box full of ping pong balls. And one of them was let's start with, you have a new record, okay? And that record is how well did you do after you were eliminated from playoff contention? So that's step one. Or any of these, if you want to step them all together and say they're all part of the same new system, or you can just say it stops at each step. So it's the same thing, except we do this now. It's the same thing, except we do this now. Or you can put all those together. So what do you guys think of that? So you have to still compete after being eliminated from playoff contention, because the better you do, and they would have to prorate it somehow, because some teams are going to be eliminated with 20 games left and some are going to be eliminated with two.
I think it would end up being a percentage of games played after you get eliminated and what your record is for that percentage. Or like the percentage is based on how many games you win per how many games you have left.
Yeah, so you're still, if you are a handful of teams that got ousted from contention real early, you're still, it's still going to put you at a better percentage to do well in the lottery than it is the people that are like cusp playoff teams.
Well, unless you might make it. Unless you only win one of the remaining 10 games versus someone who wins two of the remaining five.
Right, but both of those teams are not helping their chances because they are not winning after being eliminated from contention.
Right, but my point was just that if you have That's a team that gets ousted earlier, if they just lose most of the remaining games, they have a worse chance of versus a team who has five games remaining after getting eliminated and wins four of them.
Yeah. See, the interesting thing about that one, though, is you get eliminated from playoff contention, there was a good chance that you were a seller at the deadline, which makes your team less likely to start winning games after you were eliminated from contention. So if there's someone like Bedard on the line and you're eliminated from playoff contention and it's like, okay, we got to do our best to win as many games because it could mean that we get Connor Bedard. Well, would that be like, well, we're not going to sell at the deadline because we need that roster to get that mini record intact so we can, you know, like there's a few kinks they would have to work out for that one.
In that case, I think it would behoove and it would force teams to focus on the selling that's absolutely necessary and not do shit like the Hawks did this year.
Mm-hmm.
Where you sell the guys that are going to get you the picks that you need and make the space and the cap that you need, but not sell off the entire farm just so that you can lose those last 15 games straight and it be like, well, obviously they don't have anybody left, so they're not going to win any games. But, you know, you don't need to get rid of all of those players.
Well, you can get rid of whoever the hell you want. I mean, the reason they got rid of Kane was more of a, here you go, buddy. Thanks for your service.
Yeah.
You know? But no, I agree with that. Look where that got him. That got the hog. I don't know. Fuck that shit. But, okay, so that's one of them. Okay. Whether that ends there and that's the only way that the product has changed, or that's just step one onto getting into draft position. The next idea is getting paired with another team, right? So this is interesting. You would, how did he put it? So if you are the Blackhawks and you were the worst team this year, well, you are then paired with the best team from the regular season, which means you are now going to root for the Bruins to do what they're supposed to do and win the cup. And if they win the cup, if your paired team wins the cup, bam, you get the first pick in the draft. Okay. Because that's your team. So really what it comes down to is the percentage. The only thing percentage has to do with anything is the Vegas odds for that team to win the cup. But to put it simply, if your team wins the cup, you get the first pick.
Right.
And then go down the hill, so on and so forth as that goes. So the team to runner up, that's number two. The team to third runner up, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
So that one's interesting because it obviously keeps fans who do not have a team in the playoffs rooting with way more vigor and interest than they would just like, who you got? Well, you know, I like this team and this would be cool. it'd be a no brainer. Well, who do you got? Well, I got the fucking Bruins because right. if they win, we get to pick first. That's pick. Who I got. So, I mean, you're in it to win it, right?
And to add to that, the other step would be instead of just automatically getting paired with the best team at the end of the regular season, there would actually be a draft to decide who's or which team you want.
Right.
So say the Blackhawks are the worst team in the league at the time of this so-called draft. Every team in the league has to decide which team they are going for.
Yeah.
And who they want to be paired with, which makes it more individualized and also takes away any unfairness because you chose them.
Right.
If you think the Bruins are going to make it all the way and then they get knocked out in the first round, well, you shouldn't have picked them.
Right. And you shouldn't have picked them, and it looks like you squandered your high pick because you picked a team that didn't win. So that's right. How you put all three of those steps together, okay? So you go off the record that a team gets after they're eliminated from contention, right? And then that record gets you into your placement percentage-wise for how you would pick in the partnered team draft, okay?
Right.
So then your GM would draft which playoff team belongs to you or is sided with you. And then you, the fans, go, well, whether I agree with it or not, that's the team we're attached to. So then you root like hell for that team. And you watch right. every game almost as if it was your own team because right. it sets you up for the future.
It undoubtedly adds another element of excitement. And, you know, like right now, obviously the playoffs are fun to watch, but at the base of it, I don't give a shit.
Right. Who I don't wins? Have any skin in this shit.
Right.
And especially now that the Wings set at ninth and we watch the fucking rapist ass Blackhawks win the fucking first pick.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if anything, that just makes you go in a way like, dude, fuck this league and fuck that stupid system. Fuck your lottery balls. And oh, God, dude.
Speaking of the balls, you don't see the balls.
No.
What?
That's why the whole thing, that thing was bullshit. They flew right through that thing.
Yes.
We were supposed to be doing this talking in between cards.
Right.
Right. Because last year and every year prior, there's been 10 minutes between every card.
Yeah, the shit takes forever.
That was 30 seconds tops.
Which every other year, that would have been what I wanted.
Right.
And now,
now it's the one time we don't want it.
Yeah.
So
I've been scouring Twitter and it's not pretty right now.
Oh, I'm sure.
For the NHL. Yeah. Like rigged is like a trending topic on Twitter right now.
Yeah,
and, well, I wonder why. If it was fucking rigged, then why give it to us, dude?
Well,
like even the shit out. If you even want to go back to when was Patrick Kane the first overall pick, and then Taze was like second or third or fourth.
That sounds right.
Yeah. So that's. Yeah, Kane was definitely the number one pick. So even if you want to go in the last time all these original six teams had the first overall pick, it would be between the Wings and the Bruins because I don't remember the last time the Bruins got a first overall pick.
Was right, that's a, Joe, like Joe it's Thornton? Been a long time. Was he even a first overall?
I don't know. I'm going to look. I am looking.
I don't know. I feel like it would have been longer ago than that.
Yeah, this one tweet really says it all. It says Arizona holds pre-draft workouts, loses a first rounder. New Jersey signs Ilya Kovalchuk to a contract that was legal at the time, loses a first rounder. Chicago covers up sexual abuse for a decade. Connor Bedard.
Boom. Yeah.
Yep.
Exactly. That's it. Thank you for saying what we said.
Yep.
And clarifying what exactly Arizona did. So, yeah, they invited some prospects to creepily work out in front of them before the combine happened.
It was like in April, right? Something like that.
Yeah. But yeah, they lost picks because of that. I mean, that shit is going to fuck you over. You're going to feel that gap for a long time.
Yeah,
oh, that
look
was
at him now.
We didn't pick anybody. And they had that opportunity to really get into the psyche of the Blackhawks and their fans and be like, man, we really paid the price. We would never stand for this type of thing happening ever again. And they didn't learn a single lesson because the NHL did not teach one.
Yeah, and like Greg just said, the fact that there was that whole controversy and they were only bad for 1 year.
Yep.
Yeah.
How do you get away with that?
So in this vein, then it's like, what does go through someone like Yzerman's? Well, there's no one like him. So what goes through Yzerman's head with these protected picks? I mean, is Boston going to blow their shit up and have a bad year and keep their pick this year? I don't think they can keep their pick this year.
No, because they're way too far out of that range. If it was 15th, there's no way they were number one at the end of the regular season. So,
but what that means is that pick is next year's pick. So based off of the season they have next year, that's what Detroit gets. So if you're looking better before this whole thing unfolds, like maybe you do stick around and let those picks fall where they fall and you pick them. Because it's never like on the other side of that whole problem where it's like, okay, now we want players who are players, not draft picks who are unproven. No matter how good you are, it still would never be an uninvited thing to pick somebody in the top 15 of the draft. You know, regardless of where you sit, how many cups you've scored, what the fuck ever. I mean, look at 2002 Red Wings had Datsyuk as a rookie, and then the next year had Zetterberg as a rookie. Now, granted, they weren't top 15 picks, but they were playing like they were. So it's the same difference once they're on the roster, right? They either play like they are something or they don't. And you had these stacked ass teams and you had like one rookie make it on the team each year. And those were your guys. So if the Wings are exponentially getting better and better, you still would welcome a pick in 2025 if it ended up being one that was in the top 15 or so, right? Fuck yeah, let's do it. But who knows what you can get if you pooled that together in a deal to get proven players or a proven player. You just have to find a team who's willing to give up somebody like that, which you got to find them in a bind. I mean, my mind always goes back to the pipe dream of like trading for Jason Robinson, but why the hell would Dallas give him up? Why would anybody give up a kid like that? So is that's hypothetical though? Oh, you got to look for a guy like that. Well, how the fuck would you're not going to find him? So do you just end up using that draft pick in the draft? So we'll see about all that. But either way, the whole thing, this is just really, really disappointing. It's not a good look for hockey. It's not a good look for the NHL. And, Gary Bettman, say what you want about him, whether he works really hard, whether he's been said to have done more for the expansion of hockey than anybody else. He is the ultimate apologist when it comes to whatever backs his stances and his decisions.
Which at this point, who knows what those are? Because nothing seems to line up anymore. You know, if he really wanted the NHL to be up there with the NBA and the NFL, you got to take a stance on this shit as it happens and not let it fester and turn into, you know, a very timely tweet from Brian Fisher.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks, Brian Fisher. So,
yep.
Yeah, we'll just watch that all unfold. Chicago, it looks like you just got yourself another generational talent, so you don't really have to wallow in the weeds too long. You can just start this shit right over again, and There you go.
Yeah. Well, Connor Bedard, bring your mace to the locker room.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I just have to say, the production value on this piece of shit was really awful.
Oh, it's terrible.
I mean, this people are like, I wonder why the NHL doesn't catch on. I mean, the NFL draft, like, I mean, yes, the draft and the lottery are two different things.
It's this huge thing, though.
They put 32 picks for 5 hours.
Yeah, dude, that's crazy.
And they also, they talk about it for 2 days ahead of time as well.
But I mean, that's also, you know,
the NHL, it's a good thing these guys are the best players in the world because, your research and marketing departments, I mean, all you got to do is look at the All-Star game.
Yeah. As Alex just said, which thank you for saying that, objectively speaking, as a Hawks fan, it is undoubtedly fucked that we got the first pick.
Yeah. Well, you can, you know, that's one of those. You're the only. You and the, well, I can't even say it about the players because there were players there that didn't say anything. So really, the fans are the only ones that get to wholeheartedly enjoy this.
Right.
And feel no guilt or shame about it.
Yeah, because everybody else has an asterisk next to their name.
Yeah, because you didn't do anything. And you actually, as fans, are showing more empathy than any of the people involved.
Yeah, so, when your own fan base comes out and says, you guys fucked up and this is really bad, that's not a good look.
So the NHL has a system that allowed a team who is in regular contention in the lottery to win that lottery. And there is the mistake to begin with. They should not be in contention for this. They should still be feeling the fallout and punishment of their actions. So I don't know, how do you wrap this up in one sentence? Because there's two giant entities at fault here, the Chicago Blackhawks and the NHL. But,
the NHL failed for not punishing the Hawks. And on the opposite end, they actually rewarded them.
Yeah. So a generational talent just went to a team that continues to feel no repercussions for aiding and abetting a known sexual predator. And that's that. That's what happened tonight. Here we go.
Yep.
I did not think that this live reaction was going to be so much deeper than just the game of hockey
right?
at the NHL level, but it is.
Yeah, it is. Way to go, Bettman.
Yeah, way to go, Gary Bettman in the NHL.
And Greg's right. You do look like you kiss little boys.
Yeah. So everyone involved, you can go fuck yourselves. Like Eric said, Connor Bedard, I guess pay the $30 or whatever for some of those background check sites.
Right.
Because your future employer is not going to do it for you. Watch your back.
Keep your butthole tight.
Use your pepper spray. Yeah. File down the ends of your sticks. Seriously. Ask Dan Carcillo what they did.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, that's stupid.
It's a fucking joke.
Yeah.
Well, thanks everyone for tuning in.
Yeah, that was great. The best. That was fantastic.
Yeah, that was very enjoyable.
For being the first time we've ever done a live event, this was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
it was.
Yeah, it was not the outcome.
We had before. Three people.
I really.
We did. We had. Hold on. Now it's two, but it was three.
Yeah. So we've got this recorded. We're gonna take this and we're gonna upload it right away tonight. So if you want to re-listen, you can. But yeah, thank you to those of you who came in live and asked questions and typed and stuff. That was pretty cool. I wasn't expecting as much chat as there was. So that's great.
Yeah.
Thanks, no, guys. You guys made some good points. Thank you.
Very cool.
Yep.
Woo.
No, I'm doing this one. That one's the other.
Really hammering that point home.
Yep. All right. Play the song.
Do the song thing.
Do the song.
Sponsored by Gator Flake.
Yep.
Sports favored and flavored beverine. It favors sports. It does.
Perfect.
Flavored like sports.
That's what the GM of the Hawks is doing right now.
Yep. Oh, just so we all remember, like, dude, Dark Horse, Columbus is going to be good.
Yeah.
Columbus is going to be real good.
I mean, shit, the Ducks are going to be good eventually.
Let's just hope we're good sooner than they are, because we should be.
Yeah, and, well, it'll happen as always. We'll be playing them to 7 games in, well, now it'll be the cup finals if it happens at all. So
time to start researching who would be picked 9th overall.
I saw something about it. I can't remember what they said, but I don't know. He plays hockey. It's fine.
I'm still absolutely flabbergasted, dumbfounded, but I guess we're just beating a dead horse.
Yeah.
Hypothetically and metaphorically beating a dead horse, the NHL would dole out a stiffer punishment to me for doing that than they would to the Chicago Blackhawks for harboring a sexual predator. So, again, NHL... two giant thumbs down. I wish I had more hands.
Yeah. Give that draft 4 thumbs down.
4 thumbs down.
All right, boys, stay on when I hit the snap. All right. Thanks, everyone. Peace.
Thanks, guys.